Rabbosai, we are on Daf Yeches Amud Aleph. We're starting from Daf Yezayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, the third word from the end of the line, Tashma. We want to ask Akasha both to Shmuel that we learned above, who holds that the mount in the middle of the sukkah is four tvachim, or to Rav, according to the first version that we learned of Rav, that also that in the middle of the sukkah is passed by a strip of four tvachim. Tashma, come ask Akasha. A person made tzchach out of these wooden beams of eres that have four tvachim. Divrei HaKol, everybody holds what psula. Okay, but both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold it's pasul. Ein b'hem arba. But let's say they don't have four tvachim. That's an argument. Rav Meir pasul. Rav Yehuda machshir. Rav Meir says still the sukkah is pasul. And Rav Yehuda says that it's kosher, because he still holds that the schach is no good. Modu Rav Meir, but Rav Meir agrees to this point, that all that, let's say even a case where the beams are four tvachim, she'im yesh bein neser leneser k'mo neser, if between each one of the beams there's a space equal to the beam, she'miniach p'sol, where he puts kosher schach b'neim, p'sol is kosher schach b'neim between them, k'sheira, that then it's kosher. Now, we have a kasha. It's all very good according to the opinions that we said that no matter what, you always need four amas of schach pasul to pasul a sukkah, no matter where it is, whether it's on the side or whether it's in the middle. That makes sense. Ksheira, why Meir admits that it's kosher? Because why? Because since the beams don't have four amas. Okay, no beam is for amas. Everything is fine. So the sukkah remain kosher. Elamanda rabbe emtza ba'arba. But according to the opinion that we said, then in the middle you only need four tefachim to pass the sukkah. That strip is going to divide the sukkah into two. Amayk sheira. Why is the sukkah kosher? Okay, every single one, every one of those beams is enough, is wide enough to pass the sukkah. What's going on? Amar, why should it be kosher? Amar rabuna. So Rav Huda says, "Read the Rambam, Huda, Rav Yeshua, Hacha b'sukkah lahavya el shmona mitzvah samas haskinah." So they were going to. This is the famous chashmona that we didn't do before. We should do now. You're talking about a sukkah that is eight amos exactly. So imagine a sukkah that's eight amos across. So eight amos is how many tvachim? It's 48 tvachim. And what's the case? It's a case that's 48 across. We'll read it inside. Then we'll explain it. V'yahev neser upsol, v'neser upsol, v'neser upsol mehaikisa. From one side, he puts a beam. A beam and an empty space. Let's say a four. Let's say a beam of four. And an empty space. A beam of empty space. And then tzchach kasher of four. A beam and then tzchach kasher of four. A beam and then tzchach kasher of four. And then on the other side, he puts a beam tzchach kasher of four. A beam tzchach kasher of four. A beam tzchach kasher of four. So first of all, you notice that six times four is what? Is 24. That's good. That's four amas, right? And the other side is 24. But you notice that each of them ends with a schach kosher. So in the middle is what? You have 24 tvachim from one side, 24 tvachim from one side, four amas of four amas. And in the middle, you have eight tvachim of kosher schach. So everything is good. Why is that? Okay. So why is everything is good? The evolution of Psalm Bemsa, because you end up now with two kosher schachs of four tvachim in the middle. That's a sukkah of eight tvachim. Everything is fine. And the space that's left on either side, think about it, is only 20 tvachim, which is less than four amas. So you have a bent wall and everything is fine. Beikah heksher sukkah bemsa, and you have a kosher sukkah in the middle, so everything is kosher. So that's the reason we answered, don't worry. In other words, you thought it was a way that each individual beam could make it not kosher because it was four. The answer is no. The answer is that the beams that are four are not going to make it not kosher because they're included in the bent wall from either side. In the middle, you have a kosher schach. Amar Abaya. Abaya says the following. Avir shlosha. Okay, if you have a gap of three tvachim in the schach, besukah gedola, if it's in a big sukkah, I want to undo it because that divides the sukkah. Umiuto, and now he lessens the gap. Bein bekanim, whether he did it with canes, which are kosher schach, ubein b'shpudim, if he did it with the rods of steel, okay, rods of metal, okay, which would be unkosher for schach, it doesn't make a difference having miyud. Either way, it's a lessening. Why? Because you don't have a gap of three tvachim. Because you don't have three of air and you don't have three of schach pasul, so therefore it's kosher. That's good in a big sukkah, but sukkah ktana. But if it's a small sukkah, it's only exactly seven tvachim by seven tvachim. But kanim heavy miyud. If you lessen the gap with canes, you know, that are kosher for schach, it's so then it is kosher. Bishbudim heavy meal, but kind of heavy meal. If you do with wooden rods, with canes, so then the lessening is a good lessening. Bishbudim levi meal, okay. But if you do it with metal rods, then it's not a good lessening. Why is that? Because you don't have any. Because you lessen it with canes, so you don't have a gap of three, and the rest of the schach is kosher. It's fine. But if you did it with shbudim, okay. If you did it with metal rods, it's not a good lessening. Why? Because because you have three tvachim which are not good for schach, and that's sufficient to subtract from the seven tvachim of kosher schach that you need. In other words, you're right. Okay, you close the gap, but it doesn't make a difference because you still have enough unkosher to be subtracted from the seven tvachim that you need for kosher schach. Hani mile, in this thing that we said minatzad, that rule we said was only when the gap was on the side. Avol beemtza, okay, but what if it's in the middle? Then I have a big problem. Pligi Rabach Rabina, that's a machlokas Rabach Rabina. Charamar once said yesh levud beemtza. One said what, that you have levud even in the middle, not only when you're trying to connect something to a wall, but even you're trying to connect it to itself, you're trying to connect the schach to itself. We still say the principle of levud beemtza, that what, that less than three tvachim is connected. So a gap of less than three in the schach in the middle, the schach connects to itself because it's called levud is connected. But chadamray in levud, someone says no, the principle of levud is only between something and the wall. Okay, it has to do with walls. Levud, say you're going to connect the schach to the wall, less than three is connected, but a gap in the middle of less than three, schach is not connected to itself. Even a gap of less than three is still going to be considered a gap. Now let's see. My time of the mandomi yesh levud beemtza. Let's look at the opinions. What's the proof? What's the reasoning of the one who holds that there is a lessening of the gap in the middle? The tiny, because we learned the famous Mishnah, the famous Brisa. We all know that. Let's say you have an alleyway of three sides. On Shabbos, they close on three sides. The four sides open, so the rabbi said that we have to put up a beam across it so to allow us to carry in the alleyway. So what happened over here? Instead of the beam going all the way across, here's what happened. The beam came out from one wall, but it doesn't reach the other wall, okay? But there's a gap between the beam and the wall. Or let's say alternatively, there are two beams coming. One beam coming from one wall, and one beam coming from the other wall, but they don't manage to meet in the middle, and there's a gap between the two of them. In either case, where there's a gap between the beam and the wall, or between the beam and the beam, so if it's less than three, you don't have to come and bring another beam. It's kosher. Because of what? Because that's love it. It's connected. Okay? Shlosha, but if it's a gap of three, so you have to bring another beam. So you see here that the Brisa clearly justified saying what? The less than three, the gap of less than three between the two beams, but consider that they were connected. So you see that we say lovewood, we say even in the middle, not just to connect the roof to the wall, or the wall to, you know, about walls, but even just to connect the beam to the beam, even in the middle, it has nothing to do with the wall, you still see that we say lovewood. Okay, that's a good proof. The Brisa says, one second. That's such a good proof, you got a problem. Then how are you going to explain his opponent? You proved your point so well, how are you going to explain the opponent? Kasha, the Teretz is, Shani Koros Durabonon, don't worry, he says that doesn't prove anything. You're right. In that particular case, they said lavud beemtza, but that's only where, because there the whole need for the beam is only rabbinic. So it's rabbinic. So the rabbi said that except lavud beemtza. But in general, when it's really a Torah, when it's a Torah need, like by a sukkah, we don't say lavud beemtza. The tradition is only about walls and not about the roof connecting to itself in the middle. Let's look at the other way. My time to mandamar the ain't levud beemtza. What's the proof or the reasoning proof for the person who holds that there's no connecting less than three in the middle? The Tanan, because we learned that if you have a tumah and under one roof, it's going to be spread to the rest of the things under the roof that are susceptible to the tuma. So a rubish of a bias, but let's say I have a skylight, an opening in the roof to the sky, no roof, and it's one tefach wide. Tuma babayis, if there's tuma in the house, kula tame. If there's tuma in the house, everything under the house is tame. Okay, it'll be affected. Mashikinegad ruba, but any utensil that is opposite the skylight that's under there, not under the roof, tar, it's tar. Okay, tuma kinegad ruba, or the other way, let's say the tuma's under the aruba, it's under the skylight. Kula bayis kula tar, the whole house is tar. So you see clearly that even though it's only one tefach, how can we allow the opening to be considered an opening? It should be considered all roof. It's only the open one tefach. It should be utterly nullified. It should be connected. And the roof should connect to itself over the gap of one, and we don't say it. Furthermore, it says the same rule again, ein baruba pasech tefach, even though for other reasons there's a difference between a tefach and not a tefach, in this case, there's no difference. And even ein baruba pasech tefach, even if the skylight is not one tefach, okay, the same rule applies. Tuma babai, so there's tuma in the house, kenegad aruba tar. Then the utensils under the skylight are still tar. Tuma, but the kenegad aruba, if there's tuma under the skylight, kolabai is kula tar, the whole house is tar. In other words, but we accept the gap. And therefore what? So you see clearly a raya that we don't say love with be'emsa in the middle only to connect to a wall. But they're gonna collect a roof to itself. We don't say it. One second, we say, wow, that's such a good proof. How are you gonna defend the other position? How are you gonna explain the position? How's he gonna defend himself that we don't say love with be'emsa in the middle? And says, no, shani chos tuma, da'achig me'elu. He says, no. That's because the laws of tuma had its own tradition that we say love with in the middle. But our normal rule of love with, a love with is only what? Our general handed down tradition of love with is only about walls. To connect the roof to the wall, yes. But to connect the roof to itself, no. And those are the two opinions. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, he said a halacha like this. He said, Bayish Nifchas, the house where the roof caves in the middle, the case we've been having the last few days, Basike Chagabav, and he puts Chach on top of it, Shera, it's kosher. Then one second, he didn't qualify. Amal Lefana Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Pirish, so Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi, he says, explain yourself. It's not absolute. You have to explain. Kach Pirish Abba, this is how my father explained it, like our Mishnah, U.S. says, Arba Amos, it depends. How much is there between the caved in part and the wall? Arba Amos Psula. If the rest of the roof that's still there is four amos, it's possible. Why? Because you can't bend the wall. Pachos mi'arba amos, but only in the case where you put schach in the middle and the rest of the roof that goes to the wall is less than four amos. Ksheira, then it's kosher because we say that it's a bent wall. A similar discussion in terms of the interchange is this. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said the following. We have a problem. Sometimes when fish are tiny, if I have a tiny kosher fish that is caught together in batches with tiny unkosher fish, it's very hard to recognize the unkosher fish. So the question is, can you catch a batch and eat it or not? Even though we're trying to catch kosher fish, but the unkosher fish is tiny and it's going to get mixed. It gets mixed in, and we're going to eat them. So the answer is, Darsha Rehuda Ba'ilai Avroma, this little fish shaya. It's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. Okay. Period. Okay. We don't have to worry about unkosher fish being mixed in. Amala from Mishma Biyasi says, so he said to him, same interchange, Rebbe, come on, he says, Pirish, you have to explain it. It's not every case, it's in a certain case. Kachamar Abba, you have to say, in a certain river, it's okay, in a certain river, it's not okay. Kachamar Abba, he says, this is how my father, Rebbe, I mentioned Rebbe Yossi, this is how he says it. He says, about an aruma, he says, Shalmakam ploni asur, the aruma, this little kosher fish, in a certain place, it's kosher. Why? Pardon me. In a certain place, it's also why? Because the nine kosher little fish grow in the same place and they're going to get mixed in. You're not going to recognize it. But from a certain place, a different river, it's kosher. It's permitted to catch those fish in batches and eat them. Why? Because those rivers, you don't have the nine kosher fish growing. Okay, like Abaya said, for example, a simple point. Haitachanta, it's a type of small fish. Haitachanta, the Bab Nahara. So the chanta, this kosher fish in the Bab Nahara, Shah, you're allowed to eat it. Okay, why is that? No, it's in the river called Bav. This kosher for this tachanta in the river of Bav, Sharia, it's permissible to eat it. Why? Because, why? Even though, because even though the tzachanta and other rivers, you can't, you'd be forbidden to eat because it's mixed in with other non-kosher fish. In this river, it's okay. My time, what's the reason why it's okay? And the Gemara says, 1 second. Why do you say the river, the tzachanta and river Bav are okay? Elim Rishon de Radifi Mai, it's because the river runs swiftly. Baha'i Dag Tameh came in the Lesle Chuta Shidra. And the little non-kosher fish, since it doesn't have a spinal cord, Lo Matzi Kaim, it's very weak and it can't survive in the strong current, and therefore they're not there. Ivar Karazin de Kaim Gwamba, but that's not true. We see in other rivers that have strong currents, we see that the under kosher fish survive. Ella, okay, must be this reason. Mishum Delicha Maya is because the river Bav has very salty water. Vahadag Tummy came to Leslie Kilpe, and this and the unkosher fish, since it doesn't have scales, Lo Matzi Koi, it can't survive in the salty water. That's also not true. Well, Chazin de Koi, we see in other rivers that are salty that the unkosher fish do survive. They do thrive. Ella mishum de lomar b'minayu. Okay, Dag Tomei. Mishum de lomar b'minayu. Dag Tomei. The reason is what? Because the muddy sludge of the river does not grow unkosher fish. Amra vina okay va'idna okay. So that's the reason. But the point is that all we're learning here is that look, if you're going to say a thing that a kosher fish doesn't have a problem with non-kosher fish, you have to tell me where. It's not every place. You have to tell me where. In which places and not mix it with non-kosher fish. Amra vina. Ravina says today even what you said about River Bav is not true. Va'idna the shachad ha'etan and ha'gamda lahasim. These days when the river of Gamda spill into the Bav, they've been turned into them and they have the non-kosher fish. Okay, Asir, so then you're not allowed to eat the tzachanta in the river Bav anymore because it's mixed in with unkosher fish. Itmar, okay, we learn. Sige chagabi achsadra, okay, we learned about classic ways. Remember we learned in the Mishnah that you had porches on the three sides of a courtyard, which separated the courtyard from the walls of the three-sided houses because they're more than four, okay, and therefore you're not going to be able to call it a bent roof, and you put the sach in the middle, it's no good. But we're going to see a case where it's okay. He says, let's say you put schach on the roofs of the porches in the middle of the courtyard, and even though now the schach is separated by more than four amas to the walls, okay, sheyesh la betzimin, as long as those awnings, okay, the porches have downward poles, okay, that reach the ground, and they're less than three tvachim from each other. So all those poles are what be less than three tvachim. They're going to form, that's lovewood, and it's going to form a wall. Sheira, it's kosher because it's going to form a wall on three sides from the what because of the beams that come down from the roofs. But if it doesn't have the beams that come down, now it is a machlokas. Okay, Abaya Omar, Abaya says Sheira, it's still going to be kosher as we're going to see. But Rav Omar Psulah says it's not kosher. Abaya Omar Sheira, Abaya says that it's kosher. You know why? He says Amina Pitikra Yod Vesosim. He says because the edge of the roof is going to come down. If the roof is thick enough, the edge is going to come down. Let's say it's got a beam that's thick enough. The edge of the roof is now that's you have that width. Well, that's the beginning of a wall, and that's the beginning of a wall. We're going to say that the edge of the wall comes down and seals it. So you have, even though you can't see them, you have legal walls that are extended downwards from the edge of the roof on the three sides. Because that's the easiest way to say it. There's other ways, but we'll say it that way. To make it easy. Okay, Rav Amar says no. Psuli says it's still possible. We don't say that the edge of the wall comes down and seals it closed. We'll see why later. Amalei Rav Abaya, but Rav did say to Abaya, Ledidach to Amarta Pitikri Yavisosim. According to you, where you say that the edge of the roof, okay, extends downwards and seals it, it makes walls. He says, Afilu Hirchis Adofanam Tzoy. Would you say that even in a case where there was a sukkah of three walls and now the middle wall that connected the two side walls falls down, so you just have two walls facing each other, and would you even say there that the roof, let's say, of the schach, okay, would come down would you let the roof of the schach come down and close the sukkah? Amar Lei Abai said to him, no. He said, no. Madil l'chabai. He says, I admit to you. It says, in such a case, okay, where people can walk right through, Kamavim Mufula, okay, the Havilei Kamavim Mufula, it's like an open alleyway, it's like an open place. There, I admit to you that we're not going to say it comes down. In other words, here, when did I say it? Remember, even though you had, the courtyard was closed on three sides, so when I was going to let the walls come down to fix the sukkah, okay, it wasn't a thoroughfare. But in your case, okay, it's really a thoroughfare. There, I'm not going to go so far as to say, and nobody's going to go so far as to say that what? by a sukkah that really needs three walls, that we're going to call, that we're going to let the theoretical walls come down and make a wall when everybody can just keep walking right through, then we're not going to say it. And it's only when it was surrounded by the courtyard did I say such a thing. Ay, lema, baya, vara. Okay, and this is a big piece, and I think we'll stop here, and we'll pick that up tomorrow because it goes away. Yeah, it's going to go into the next page. Yeshkoch, we'll call it a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.